Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We spoke of the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the Hujjaj a special title, and they are known as the Wafdullah, the guests of Allah. We spoke of the value of the dua of a haji and how we should request the Hujjaj to make dua for us and specifically ask them to seek forgiveness for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the special ibadah of hajj, such a great ibadah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith that there are three acts, there are three deeds that are so powerful that they completely wipe out the person's sins that he had committed prior to that deed. A person could have lived years of sin, a life of sin, 50, 60 years of sins, but he performs one of these three deeds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all those sins are completely wiped out. He is given a whole new life. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the haji, when he comes back, then he comes back as the day he came into this world, the day his mother gave birth to him. What are those three deeds? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-hijrah, one is Islam. Al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. A person, a moment he comes into Islam, everything that he did in the past is forgiven. No matter what crime he had committed, it's all forgiven. Al-Islam. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says al-hijrah, the migration that is undertaken. And thirdly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says wal-hajj yahdimu ma kana qabla. Hajj completely, every sin, minor and major sin, is completely forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal, provided the hajj is performed correctly, sincerely, and it is an accepted hajj. It will completely wipe out a person's previous lives in as far as the sins that he had committed. May Allah grant us the understanding.